All right, so right now, I only have basically the 6 buttons and the start button hooked up. That's it, just these 7. Nothing on player 2 because I don't have that wired on the board, and there's no sticks wired up yet. But I still have my other adapter plugged in, so I can do the D-pad on this NES controller. Let's go for some jank and see how all this works. So, yeah, there we go. Let's exit out of here. Let's get a little bit more audio on this first. Okay. All right, let's begin. So. Let's see how bad I can play like this. Make sure that still looks good in camera. Oh yeah. I love these buttons. I can't wait until the sticks work. By the way, I never actually claimed to be good at Street Fighter. I know the basics, and that's about it. Hey, but I can do a double half or a double quarter on a D-pad with my thumb. I can't do the D-pad well enough with my thumb in that weird position to do a super again. That was just pure luck the first time. Anyway, I suck at this, but there was never once a dropped input. I can say that for sure. Like, anytime something looked wrong or like a special wasn't going off, that was me, and I know that was me, especially with this D-pad trying to do it at such an awkward angle, because holding a controller one-handed is actually hard. If I had both hands on it, sure, like I can, I'm fairly decent with a controller, but doing it one-handed and doing everything else down here. See, like, it's... Like, you can hear... Like, when I hit the button versus when it shows up on the screen, every input is coming through perfect. This is working great. I just got to get everything else wired up now. Hmm.